Hello everyone, Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Hope you're all having a great day. Today is going to be part two of our 2018 AVN Awards podcast series, part two of who knows how many. Only got through a couple categories in the first one, so I'm going to try and get right to it. If you want to hear the background on this, other than the fact that I am an AVN Awards voter for the last 12 or so years, they allow me to do this podcast where we break down the categories. That's what you're going to hear. If you want to hear any more, go back to part one and listen. I will cover a few things, but I want to get more than four categories in each one. Otherwise, we'll be doing, you know, part 207 pretty soon. Just a reminder, the podcasts are available for sponsorship. $100 will cover all podcasts between now and the end of January. So this entire series, probably the wrap-up one, any other ones we do. I'll put a link on my site, also on YouTube when those go up. And that will mention you at the beginning and end, your company, your site, anything you want. If there's a charity, if you want to pump up a girl in the fan voting, whatever you'd like to do, $100 will cover everything. Should be about 20 podcasts, so it's pretty cheap. And also half of that money does go to Walk for Alzheimer's. So it's a good deal, I think. Just hit me up, Rog at RogReviews.com, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter or Facebook. DM me, email me, whatever you'd like. And we'll get you taken care of. So if you want to follow along, go to avn.com/awards/nominees, or just navigate along the top bar there to nominees. I don't have to scroll down very far. Somebody did ask why we do this in the order that we do. I just follow their list because it's easy, too easy to forget which ones we've skipped. And they're alphabetical. So best actor and actor came first, whereas best actor or supporting actor and actress will come later. So we will at the end, you know, skip over some of the big awards and do those last. But scroll down about four categories. We're going to do a lot of lesbian stuff today. We're into the best all-girl categories, starting with the best all-girl group scenes. We're really breaking these down to type of scenes, and I think it's interesting. Haven't seen all these yet. Since the last podcast, I have reviewed about 40 movies or parts of movies for performances and things. Kind of going with the acting stuff since we already covered that in the podcast. Did get a chance to watch Taken and Agent 69, a couple of pretty good movies. So, because I'm trying to continue to do new reviews while I'm doing this, it's quite the adventure. Best Friends Are Lesbian from X Art. Best New Starlets 2017. Melissa Moore, Elsa Jean, Adria Ray, Christmas Spirit from Girls Way. The Faces of Alice, this is a movie that I've been talking about all year. I really like it. It's the big finale. Good movie, and that was a really good scene. Haven't seen the rest, so I can't tell you it's better. Girl Crush 2 from Emerald, Jessica Drake is Wicked. That's one I reviewed about a month ago. That's Jessica Drake's big star showcase. And it's good. It's really good. Jessica Drake, Annika Albright, Angela White, Vicky Chase, Abella Danger, Brandi Aniston. It's a circus theme. Costume design was fantastic. And probably going to be tough to beat. Again, I haven't seen all these. Luck of the Draw, Adam and Eve, MILF Performers of the Year 2017, India Summer, Julie Ann, Mercedes Carrera. There's three really great performers together. Performers of the Year, Adriana Chechik, Riley Reid, Veronica Rodriguez. Tori Black is back. Tori Black, Abigail Mack, Jenna Sativa, Anna Fox, Annika Albright. That's obviously going to be a favorite. Tori Black's hugely popular. She's back. Big nominated scene. Vampires, I have here to watch from Girls Way. Vendetta from Wicked. Villain, AE Pure Play. Women Seeking Women 140. And Zebra Girls 4 from Dogfart. That's now the Natalia star, Jenna Fox, and Kira Noir. I think just looking at these, again, the Jessica Drake scene was good and really well done. The Tori Black scene, I'm sure, is good. I haven't seen it yet. There's some good ones here, but I think, you know, I think the star power is definitely going to help the Jessica scene, and it was really well done. And I liked the way it looked. Each participant had a different look, which was nice. It just, there was a lot of effort put into it. And if you notice, Girls Way 3. One, two, three scenes. Girls Way is making really good movies. And not just not just scenes, but actual, some of the features are good. If you haven't seen Many Faces of Alice, it's really good, even if you're not into the genre. Really good stuff. Best all-girl movie. Oddly enough, that's not on there. Interesting. Angela Loves Women 3. If you guys want to have a fun drinking game, take a shot every time I mention Angela White during these podcasts. I think this will be the year of Angela White. Angela Loves Women 3 is a really good movie, too. Again, admittedly, because she's in every scene, I'm interested. I find it fantastic. Coming Together, New Biofilms, Girl Crush 2 Deviant, Lesbian Experience, Digital Sin, Lesbian Performers of the Year, Elegant Angel. Those Elegant Angel sort of multi-star showcase movies are really good. Lesbian Schoolgirls from Arrows, Lesbian Stepmother 3, Lesbian Training Day from Forbidden Fruits, Lesbo Pool Party, My First Black Girlfriend from Philly, Panty Raid from Web Young, which is also Girls' Way, Play With My Pussy from Twisties, Please Make Me a Lesbian, Girlfriends, Pussy Party from X-Art, and Seduction of Avi Love from Devil's Film. I think the Angela movie is going to be tough to beat here. I guess this would, the Many Faces of Alice, I guess, wouldn't be here because it's a feature. Because it, otherwise it should be there. Best All-Girl Series. All new Hot Showers from Hustlers. The Hot Showers from Hustler is an older series that they brought back. The tease was all shot, obviously, in showers with water. It was beautiful. So nice to see that back. Cheer Squad Sleepovers from Girlfriends. One of my favorite series. Love it. It's just super fun. Fetish Fanatic from Belladonna. That's been around for a long time, and it's very good. Juicy Licks Reality King. Lesbian Beauties from Sweetheart. Lesbian Experience Digital Sin. Lesbian Family Affair from Philly. Lesbian Psychodramas Girlfriends. Lesbo Pool Parties. Lick It Good from Reality Kings. Mom Knows Best Twisties. Mother-Daughter Exchange Club Girlfriends. Prison Lesbian Sweetheart. Women by Julia Ann. And Women Seeking Women. Girlfriends. 1, 2, 3, 4... 5 series from Girlfriends. They still are the top of the line that they distribute. Girls' Way just sort of shows that they pretty much dominate the genre. I love the Cheer Squad Sleepovers movies. Have not seen anything from All New Hot Showers. I'm waiting for the box with Hustler in it to get here. Prison Lesbians, I've reviewed a couple of those titles, and I like it. Again, it kind of depends on what themes you like. Obviously, there's some younger, older themes going on with Mom Knows Best and Mother-Daughter Exchange. The Belladonna thing tends to be a little more fetish-oriented. The Cheerleader movie obviously has cheerleader appeal. One of the ones on here I do like, Women by Julia Ann. Again, along with Angela White, I will probably praise Julia Ann constantly. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's active in actually making a difference in the community and in the industry. And she made a couple of really good all-girl movies. And I'm glad to see this recognized. That is it for the all-girl. And by the way, I am nursing a bit of a cold. So please forgive me if I sound a little nasally. More nasally than usual, I guess. Moving on to Best Amateur Pro-Am Movie. I wonder if you guys think this genre is going to continue to gain steam. I think as the old porn industry breaks down and a lot of it goes away, I think people through webcams and clip store performers are finding porn stars and content providers outside of that old dynamic. And I wonder if that's going to lead to more of these pro-am things. And again, a lot of these, you know, well, Adventures in Wife Sharing from Homegrown. Homegrown's been sort of the amateur leaders for years. Let's see, I've got a Homegrown title here to review later today. Wow, I got a little movies to review today. That's 9, 10... There it is. Interracial Hot Wives is my 10th movie to look at later today from Homegrown. But this is Adventures in Wife Sharing. Amateur Introductions for Amateur Allure. If you guys have seen those, they certainly don't look amateur. The beautiful picture quality and fantastic lighting. Very much a new girl feel, even though sometimes they are at least recognizable stars by the time the movie hits the shelves. a really good series. Black Dick and Mexican Chicks from Buda Bang. I've seen a couple Buda Bang movies. Haven't seen that series yet, so I'll have to take a look at it. Daredorm from Reality Kings. They do a great job of making us believe it's actual co-eds doing this stuff. Great effort there. Ebony Amateurs from African American Juicy. Girls and Their Boys 29 from Abby Winters. Abby Winters has been doing this stuff, again, with real amateurs from Australia for a long, long time. Homemade Ebony Sex Tapes. It's My First Time 5 from Burning Angel. Lascivious Girls, again, Ashley Winter or Abby Winters. Mill Fantasies from Aaron Electra. Haven't seen that one yet. Naughty Couples Exposed from Homegrown. OC Amateurs 2 from Lethal Hardcore. Real Public Glory Holes 5. I have seen that one. I actually just reviewed number 6 last night. Really simple movie, but if people like it, they're going to love it. It's a couple of porta potties put together with a glory hole in the middle. They shoot externals in parking lots and parks. You know, where they shoot the stuff inside, I suppose you can make a debate there, but it definitely has its appeal. Taboo Casting Calls from Desperate Pleasures. You're going to see a lot of that kind of stuff nominated. Uber or XXX from J-Man Black Media. I haven't seen that one yet either. So some of these I'm going to have to look through the boxes because they're not stuff that gets sent to me. And by the way, if you're a content producer and you don't see your stuff on my website, reach out to me because I review what gets sent to me. I love seeing the stuff at the end of the year too. On the Taboo Relation stuff, I did a podcast back in October with Kelly Shibari on the censoring of certain kinds of play on clip stores. And we talked a little bit about the rise in taboo/incest/faux-cest movies. So we'll talk about that as sort of a recurring theme in these series. Okay, we're doing well. We're at 12 minutes. We'll go through a couple more then. Again, I do want to remind you that sponsorships are available. You know, shoot me a message. In addition to sponsorships, feedback is always welcome. Send me an email, roger@rogerviews.com. If you're listening to this on my site, there's a feedback button on the bottom. It usually works. We get some bugs to work out on the website. But you can do that. You can email me at roger@rogerviews.com. You can DM me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter or Facebook. Just let me know what your comments are. If you have any questions or things you want to cover as we go, we'll do that. If you got any comments on the first couple episodes, we'll go back and do that. These will get longer as we go because we do really like the feedback. Best anal movie. Anal Cuties 6, Anal Freshman 2, Anal Savages 3, Anal Threesomes 2, Anal Warriors 3, The Art of Anal Sex 4. I was going with a theme there. All sequels or parts of series until you get to Axel Braun's big-ass anal movie. Then you go right back to Big Wet Asses 26, Crazy Ass Sluts, Gape Queens, Gothic Anal Whores, How to Train Your Teen's Ass 3, Pump My Ass Full of Cum 4, Top Notch Anal 2, and Up My Ass from Kelly Madison. Lots of Evil Angel stuff here. There's a Hard X, there's an Evil. There's Jules, there's a Tushy movie. Anal Threesomes 2 is Tushy. Tushy again with Art of Anal Sex. Elegant Angel. Darko's Gape Queens. So the usual suspects here. There's a lot that I haven't seen. But Axel's Big Ass Anal movie was pretty good. We'll have to go back and look at some of these other ones. I think so much of porn is anal that sometimes it's hard to tell best anal movie from best movie, you know? But we will look thoroughly at those nominees. Best anal series. Anal Beauty from Tushy. You know, Greg Lansky's stuff. Tushy, Blacked. Now Blacked Raw. Also Vixen. It's beautifully shot. They get fantastic women. The makeup is great. The camera work is great. Everything looks beautiful. And Anal Beauty is a really good series. Anal Cuties from Hard X. I don't think it's a coincidence that that sounds a whole lot alike. Anal Newbies from Leigh Wood. I really like what Mark and Francesca do for Evil Angel. It's very stripped down. It's very simple. But it's good. It's well done. It's well shot. And they get some really, really hot girls. Anal Novice from Vision Digital Sin. Anal Perfection, Vision Digital Sin. Anal Players from BAM. The BAM stuff tends to be a little harder than the Mark Wood, Francesca Lay stuff. More like the Mike Adriano stuff if you like that super extreme close-up stuff. Anal Savages from Jules Jordan. That was a good series. Anal Violation Of from Empire. The Art of Anal Sex, Tushy. Big Anal Asses from Hard X. Full Anal Service from Adriano. I like his stuff. I tend to get a little burnt out on it because it's so sort of fetish driven, but it's unquestionably hot. Mix Anal Teens, Make Blue with Young Female Talent, very hot. My Wife Caught Me Ass Fucking Her Mother from Devil's Films. I still think consistently Devil's Films gives us the best titles. That's such a specific combination of performers and sex acts that I love it. Straight Up Anal from Adriano again, and Teens Love Anal Sex. Or Teens Love Anal, sorry, from Team Skeet. Let's see, can we do... Okay, we can get rid of anal by doing one more. I know we're running a little longer than I wanted to, but here we go. Best Anal Sex Scene. Now, I still argue that these awards are largely on personal taste. How much do you like the woman having things put in her ass? Adriana Chechik is the extreme anal queen from Analyzed. Adriana and James Dean. You guys know how I feel. I'm burnt out. Anal Beauty 7, Blair Williams and Christian Clay. Anal Fuck Dolls 2, Adria Fox and Eric Everhart. Anal Savages 3, Lana Rhodes and Marcus Dupree. Anal Warriors 3 from Mark Angel, Dakota and Shawn Michaels. Angela Loves Anal, Angela White, Marcus Dupree. Good scene. I don't know that that was my favorite scene from the movie, but it was very, very good. Back in the Butt, Natalia Starr, James Dean. Big Anal Asses, Mia Malkova, Marcus Dupree. Really love Mia Malkova. She's really beautiful. Blast My Ass from Hard X, Riley Nixon and Ramon Nomar. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I really like Riley Nixon. Curvy Girls 8 from Elegant Angel, Abella Danger, Tony Rivas. Deep in That Ass, Mike Adriano, Goldie Rush. Dread, Keisha Gray and Dread. Well, that's going to be tough to beat if you're looking for the wow factor, because Dread is massive, monstrous in the size department, and Keisha Gray handles it, which is kind of crazy. Interracial and Anal 4 from Black, that's Marley Brinks and Prince Joshua. That was a good scene. Natural Beauties 2 from Vixen, Ariana Marie and Christian Clay. Psychotic Behavior from John Stagliano, Casey Calvert, and Marcus Dupree. Haven't seen all of these. The ones I have, good choices here. The Angela scene is really good. The Keisha Gray Dread scene. I don't think anybody got nominated twice. So I don't think anybody is up against themselves, which is nice to see. If I'm betting, you know, don't bet against Adriana Chechik. But again, this is the year of Angela White, so look there. On that note, we're going to wrap up. Again, hit me up if you'd like to sponsor this podcast. It's $100 for the next 20 or so podcasts. I'm going to give you links. I'll give you a banner on the pages. I'll give you a mention. If you want to donate in the name of your favorite star, I will mention her and her website. Whatever you'd like to do, it's just free advertising. And like I said, you know, I'm going to donate half of it in my mom's name to the Walk for a Cure for Alzheimer's. So that's about it. I'd love your feedback. I am Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.